This is Scott Vandemater, and this is AMFA Insider. This podcast is meant for members of AMFA, past, present, and future. Today we have a message from Brett Aistreich, the national president. Brett is sending out a heartfelt thank you and acknowledgement to all AMFA members across the country for their trials and tribulations as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. In the first section, Brett will talk about the pandemic, quarantine, and vaccine mandate, among other things.
Hello, AMFA members. Brett Aistreich, your national president here. Hey, I wanted to take the time and reach out to you through this platform. We will be doing podcasts. We've been working on this for quite some time. We've been doing some podcasts, and we'd like to utilize this platform to continue the outreach to you guys through communications. And this is just one more platform we're able to hopefully utilize for you to receive a lot of this information. So I wanted to touch bases with you at the end of this month of October. We've been through an enormous amount of crazy things over these last 20 months to really the early part of 2020. And I really wanted to reach out to express my sincere, heartfelt sincerity to you guys, to everyone that has been touched negatively by the uncertainty of our industry. We've been trying to focus and stay focused at home, at work, while still trying to protect our families from health, get them through and navigate through these unprecedented times. We have faced numerous obstacles. We've been able to navigate through many of them. We're still navigating. We're still trying to get through many of these, but we've had great success as far as trying to get through the many things that we face. If you remember, obviously we're still dealing with this now, was the imminent threat of the health concerns and life-altering changes with this pandemic for you personally, and then the responsibility of your family members through all this health concerns with COVID-19. Then it came to the months of the nationwide quarantine and then social distancing to include our own workplace, having to deal with PPE and masks and quarantines and social distancing, and we're still dealing with a lot of that. And then the next was the volunteer for options for the LILOF and the EXTOS. Early retirements were also there, gave an option to try and navigate through many of these problems with the company. And then we went right directly from that, the threats of furloughs and concessions. And then we had, you know, obviously during that lieu of time where the payroll support program has come through, payroll support number one, number two, and number three. And I wanted to give a shout out to the tremendous impact that AMFA government affairs team had on directly. It was really a direct impact with the hands-on with many of the leaders with Congress to not only protect our membership, but to protect other parts of the aviation and the other aviation work groups. So we've had tremendous success in trying to get those PSP1, PSP2, and PSP3 passed, and to have direct hands-on with Congress was a huge, huge accomplishment. So to go along with that, you know, we've put the pack together, and we will have continuous success through this political action committee, not only for our members, but our associate members as well. And then the final current, what we're dealing with now is the Biden administration with the EOs and the government contractors for the mandatory vaccines, the threat of discipline up to including termination by our own carriers to get vaccinated or apply for a medical or religious exemption for those accommodations. Through many of these uncertainties, I just wanted to commend everybody for your time, efforts, going through all this, still coming in, doing your job. You are an essential worker. Not only you are essential, but you are crucial to the maintenance operations, not only just at Southwest, Alaska, and Horizon, but through the Department of Transportation, all avenues of transit. So just thank you for doing what you do. You are relevant. The individuals, you guys came in to work performing your job and doing your job requirements every day to help our carriers transport critical and essential workers through these turbulent times. Your job never stopped, and it is important that you are recognized as essential and you are relevant to the industry and the importance of what you do as a certified maintenance technician, as well as the mechanics and related craft. In both AMFA rank and file and AMFA officer union leadership, there are extremely strong, respected positions on this vaccine mandate. I want to bring forward and address AMFA at the first of the year has been in support for a membership who wanted to get vaccinated or have the option for the voluntary vaccination. AMFA respectfully supported and requested multiple governors to provide individuals, meaning frontline aviation workers, access to really have the first opportunity to, or at least have the earliest point possible to phase 1B of the COVID-19 vaccination plan for our members and individual voluntary vaccinations for each state or region. That was really something we really wanted to push for, to give our members the opportunity to have the vaccination if they wanted it. Our continued message has been AMFA opposes forced mandatory vaccines. AMFA demands all of our carriers to bargain over the effects of complying with the government order imposing vaccines. AMFA supports voluntary vaccines and vaccinations and or individual choice of vaccinations and legitimate exemption seekers. Let's not forget, AMFA's primary focus remains to protect your collective bargaining agreement, as well as your job protection and the ability to earn for you and your family. And that continued message has been that AMFA supports the defense under existing contract rights of any represented employees, individual, reasonable choice in response to any employer mandated vaccine program to protect those who seek an exemption or delay for vaccination based on a reasonable accommodation of their medical, physical, or any other recognized legal grounds such as religion from adverse action by our carriers.
In this section, Brett talks about essential workers and reflects on what that means for AMFA members.
I want to bridge the topic of an essential worker. I did a little bit of research. The Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, otherwise known as CSIA, a component to the Department of Homeland Security, designates aviation workers as essential to maintaining our nation's critical infrastructure and recommends that essential workers are given priority access to personal protective equipment, testing, and vaccines to ensure that the critical social and economic needs of our country are met. Those essential workers would be our AMFA members, our pilots, our flight attendants, our ramp, among other countless frontline workers, including healthcare workers, first responders like the police and firefighters, have worked as essential employees that have shown up to work every day, working tirelessly over the past 20 months. We showed up to work, abided by the quarantines and the PPEs and the max mandates to perform our maintenance in support of a safe operations for our passengers, the flying public, and the flight crews. Unfortunately and sadly, those same essential frontline workers I just talked about who choose not to be vaccinated have gone from hero to zero in a matter of months, dedicated or brave to selfish and dangerous during this Biden administration government order. Now, the companies forcing these vaccination demands resulting in possible discipline or termination and their own creation of workplace segregation and divisiveness. AMFA recognized the decision to get vaccinated is an individual choice. not one that belongs to anyone else, especially an employer.
In this next part, Brett talks about the vaccine mandate and how AMFA has been working to interpret and battle on this front. Brett addresses vaccine accommodations and testing protocols.
From the beginning of the year, we've had national, local, and our airline reps actually seek consultation and get legal interpretation on these federal mandates, how the landscape is, what the current laws are, what the possibilities are that we could face, and here we are with that. We did follow up with a consultation with AMFA Legal, and given the current landscape of the issues with the orders to stop the Biden administration for the EO and the government contractors, the legal insight from many of the major legal publications which track these federal cases, and following the recent lawsuit, sums up what legal basically has been monitoring and advising from the start. The courts are upholding the vaccine mandate and any government contractor demand, been treating exemptions for medical and religious more liberally than actually fighting the government to overturn these federal mandates. In that, saying that we're better off fighting for our membership on the exemptions for the medical and religious than we would be spending resources to fight the federal government to stop these. And that's what we've taken the course of. The airline reps are continually trying to meet with the company to focus on the collective bargaining agreement and what's in the best interest for our members for these exemptions dealing with OSHA and what those accommodations could be. Again, our primary focus remains to protect your contract as well as your job protection and the ability to earn for you and your family. AMFA supports all reasonable efforts based on medicine and science to combat this pandemic, COVID-19, including voluntary vaccination. Furthermore, by utilizing our resources and focusing on the expanded exemptions and bargaining with our carriers in regards to the individuals who seek exemptions, either for religious or medical, and have been accepted for those reasonable accommodations to include possible testing protocols or protocols once a week or twice a week in accordance with the OSHA guidelines, which they may be standard guidelines for masking or social distancing. I'm going to say the mandatory vaccine policies really have in many ways added stress or even further stress of the ongoing pandemic for us at our homes and our workplace and making some of these decisions that people have to make. The couriers are not meeting with AMFA up until recently, and now they've been basically giving us some information. While providing that information on the accommodation process, we have not been able to nail them down due to the fact that the OSHA has not come out with their necessary standards for the accommodations. And many of you have expressed your frustration with AMFA leadership about this divisive and sensitive matter. And we are continually trying to meet with the company to get these things resolved and pinpointed down on what the expectations are from those individuals that do not take the vaccination. So in closing, it is the utmost important that our membership stays informed as new information is distributed and frequently listed and talked about on this matter. You can go to the amfanational.org website and see under news and updates the information that we've updated to include your local websites as well. On October 8th, 2021, AMFA published a vaccine mandate question and answer article, and it was intended to you to provide general information about recent vaccine mandate policies at the AMFA represented carriers and our response to those necessarily policies at the beginning. A lot of those articles were put out in the first part of October, October 4th through actually the 21st. So this last message is really directed to those of you really who have, for any reason, have not yet either been vaccinated or applied for the exemption for the mandatory vaccine. We really want you to take a look at the policies at Alaska Airlines and Horizon Airlines and Southwest Airlines in regards to the two options and then the third option of the uncertainty. So if you would please read our most recent October 21st, 21 joint memorandum from all the AMFA presidents and national at the amfanational.org website, that will give you some insight on the options one of vaccination, option two, apply for an accommodation, or third one is really not an option, and we don't want to leave you guys hanging out there as far as the uncertainty of what that third option is not doing one or the other. So that being said, hey, I want to say thank you for your time to listen to this. Hopefully this was informative for you. I look forward to utilizing this platform again, and you guys take care and God bless.
Okay, we thank Brett for his insight into these topics, and we look forward to hearing more in the future. For more information about the vaccine mandate and AMFA's position, check out amfanational.org. Thank you for listening.